I'll tell you what, if you're in sales, and I'm going to venture to say that if you're listening to this podcast, that you are, in fact, in sales, you know that the fourth quarter can be rather challenging. But hidden deep within the fourth quarter is an opportunity that many of us just miss, right? Because we just panicked and we're just trying to get all the deals across the finish line. So today we're going to talk about this hidden opportunity in the fourth quarter, and we're going to talk about how to actually leverage the fourth quarter instead of being challenged by it. My name is Paul Castain from Castain Training Systems, and I'm the author of the YourSalesPlaybook.com blog and your host for the Sales Playbook Podcast. I've personally trained over 20,000 sales reps, sales leaders, and business owners to sell more. So get your playbooks ready because school is now in session. Okay, so here we are in the fourth quarter. And today we're going to be talking about how, you know, there's this, I really believe there's this hidden opportunity, like, buried deep within the fourth quarter. And we never see it as sales reps. And there's actually a few of them. And I'm going to be pointing those out to you today, and actually how we could take something that might be challenging to us and turn it around and actually leverage it. But I want to offer a tiny bit of tough love before we begin, and I want you to take it the right way. My job is not to make you feel bad listening to this podcast, but it's also not to kiss your ass and make you feel all warm and fuzzy at the expense of, like, missing out on an important lesson for you. So I'm going to step up on my soapbox for a minute, and I just want to say, if you're feeling particularly challenged, and here it is, it's like when I'm recording this, it's October 13th. And if you're already feeling rather challenged and it's like, oh man, you're counting like the weeks left in the year to make it across the finish line and you know, at least meet or exceed your quota or perhaps qualify for that President's Club, the only thing I just want to say to you, and I just want to remind you of something with a little bit of, like, sarcasm. I don't need to remind you that, like, the fourth quarter wasn't just invented. Right? I don't need to, like, remind you that the holiday season wasn't just invented. This stuff has been around you your entire career. But yet, every time we come up on this time of year, everybody acts all, like, shocked, especially, like, once Thanksgiving hits, man. A lot of businesses, everything falls off a cliff. So my advice to you before we really dig into the good stuff today is to make a note, to carve aside, like, some quiet time. And, you know, if you enjoy being outside, maybe it's a little cold, man, light that fire pit up or whatever, or maybe go to Starbucks or whatever and put on your headphones with some good tunes in the earbuds. And I want you to have a little bit of thinking time, and I want you to think about what you can do next year so that you're not in this position. Again, I'm not saying it from a position of judging you and saying you screwed up. There could be any number of reasons why you're feeling challenged right now, but a lot of the sales reps that I work with in my coaching program, one of the things that we discover is that they're not picking up the pace early enough. I know I was guilty of that several times in my career where I didn't, like, ramp up, and I only started ramping up, like, once, like, October hit, whatever. It's too late. So I want you to think about how you can avoid feeling this way next year, because I don't want you to feel this way if you're feeling under the gun or pressured or whatever. But now I'm going to step down from the soapbox and get down to business with you. So there are several opportunities hidden in the fourth quarter. And the very first one, and this is a major one, and we're going to spend pretty much all our time on this one today, is there's an opportunity for you to change up your sales messaging. Let me say that again. There's an opportunity for you to change up your sales messaging. I think more than any other quarter throughout the year. And I want you to think about typical sales messaging. No matter how you say it, it usually has one to two flavors. Flavor number one, I want to sell you something. Flavor number two, I'd like to set an appointment with you so I can sell you something. So it's basically like the same damn message. And what happens is, when you are a decision maker And you're getting lots of these types of messages. What happens is that you just get really bored, and then you start lumping everybody into this whole dime a dozen category, and, you know, like, people get lost in the proverbial sauce. So with the fourth quarter, we have an opportunity to change it up. Now, there's one last thing about that whole messaging thing. I like to look at it almost like a courtship. And when we're sending the same tired message, which is, I'd like to sell you something, or, you know, hey, can we set up an appointment so I could sell you something? To me, it's like the same crappy date with the same crappy conversation at the same crappy place, and you just keep reliving that. So let me give you a few ideas to get you thinking. That's going to be your mission today. I'm going to try to give you like some ideas that are going to like prompt better ideas from you. So again, I said the fourth quarter has opportunities for us hidden in there for us to change up the messaging. So first of all, let's look at some of the holidays that are contained in the fourth quarter. Now, please understand, some of you listen to me from, you know, overseas and everywhere else and outside of the U.S. I mean, I'm in the U.S., and if you can't pick it up from my accent, man, I'm from New York, right? Big shock. I mean, you know, I'm not from the South with this accent, right? You know, I'm not from China. So I'm going to be giving examples that have, like, USA written all over it. So forgive me, like, for doing that. But we have Halloween coming up in a few weeks. We have Thanksgiving. We have the holidays, right? Like, you know, like Christmas and Hanukkah and things like that. So my first question to you is, can you use any of them or any of those themes in your messaging to kind of change it up and make for a more interesting date? Now, quick time out before I give you like some very specific ideas. Remember, like when we are talking about a courtship, we're not talking about something that has to be one and done. We're like, this has to make an impact today. I have to get an appointment from this today. We would not be having this particular episode today about changing up your messaging if that were the case. Many times it's the whole courtship. It's not any one date within that courtship. So as far as Halloween goes, back when I was in the printing industry, I decided to kind of go with the theme of Halloween. So what I did was, a big thing in the printing industry, right? Big thing is, I often say this, is that they're like in the deadline business. So what I did was I created this card, a greeting card, and basically right on the front of the card, it said, deadlines are scary, right? So I'm just kind of going on the Halloween and scary thing or whatever. Several years ago, I did a project in, it really doesn't matter the industry, but one of the women that I was working with there, like we were kidding around and we were talking one time and they were talking about how they were going to go out and they're going to do like a Halloween blitz. And I go, you know, do tell, what is that? What do you, like, you know, what, is there anything special about this? She goes, well, what's special about it is that we're going to get like those little candy bags, right? That, like, I'm sure you remember back in the day when you trick-or-treated, or maybe you give them out to the kids, and little Halloween bags, and you put like assorted candy and stuff, except we're going to fill it up with a little bit of candy. We're going to put a little like a pen or something, or a business card or whatever. And we're going to do that, and we're going to go door to door. Like, because it was a product that you could pretty much go door to door, right? You could, like, everybody could use it. So we're going to do that, but we're going to dress up, Paul. And this wasn't like a bad joke. She was like playing on me. And this bear was like quite a bit thinner. So, like, I remember I dressed up as Zorro and she was like a hippie chick. And I remember it was pretty cool because I threw all my kids out of the house and I hung out with Mrs. Uncle Paul and she seemed to dig me dressing up as Zorro. But I throw that out there because I'm an open book. But anyway, I'll try that shit now and she'll probably laugh me out of the room. But anyway, a 53-year-old overweight Zorro. It's like fell on bad times, right? But anyway, I'm sorry, I cracked myself up. That's what's going on. This is why I can't drink and do my podcast, or why I should drink and do my podcast. So again, it was a holiday type of theme. this time of year, and also over the summer, I have a client in the software business that I talk about quite a bit. And what she does, and I love this, man. We were doing a brainstorming session during one of our coaching calls. And we really came up with this idea of how, like, they sell this software that really kind of stops hackers dead in their tracks. So one of the things we came up with was this concept that, you know, hackers never take a vacation, right? Or they don't break for the holidays or whatever. So when it starts getting closer to Christmas, she'll start a series of emails and direct mail pieces and just like instructional pieces that she sends them centered around the theme that hackers don't break for the holidays, right? So again, see how we're leveraging the messaging. We're changing it up. Here's something else. Maybe what you could do is you could put out some kind of an informative PDF, like 5 ways to stretch your marketing budget if you sell to marketing folk. I mean, is it safe to say that this time of year, you know, they're starting to run out of budget? They might be out of budget already. But either way, you know, like some ideas to stretch that budget might be rather timely for them. How about like 3 things every manufacturer must do before year end? Are there things sometimes that people forget about the importance of like doing before December 31st? Coming along and helping them and giving them a true resource. And we're going to do a quick timeout on this. This is where you get to hear me go off on this thing that I hate in sales. People are always talking about, and they never know quite how to explain it. Well, you've got to be, you know, provide value. You've got to add value, and there's different levels of value and everything else. And for the most part, when I hear people talk about it, it's really at the philosophical level and not at the, like, well, these are the things you need to do to actually do this. This, what I just outlined there, like giving somebody timely advice that has to do with this time of year, stretching their budget, things they need to do before year end, things to do to, you know, put them in a better position going into the holidays. Heck, I was a few years ago putting out a lot of things centered around how you guys could sell more during the holiday season. In fact, I even did a webinar around the holidays. And I forgot what the heck I called it, but I think it was like, you know, how to leverage the holiday season or something like that, or how to sell more during the holiday season. I did that probably 2 or 3 years ago. And I received tremendous feedback from it. And also, I'm not going to lie, I generated a crap ton of leads from that. Seriously. Because here, think about this for a minute. You might be saying, well, you know, you're a sales trainer, so that's easy for you. Doesn't matter if it's easy for me or not. You need to be doing it. Because when you put yourself in a position of authority and you take on the role of teacher, it changes the dynamics. So now here you are helping people and offering things that can truly impact their business. They get to, in a way, test drive you as their sales rep. Think about that for a minute. Does that kind of separate you from the masses? And if you answered, like, just answered me there, you know, just understand it's kind of odd because you're either in the car alone or you're sitting at your desk or something, and it's just, it's bizarre, man. Don't talk to me like that. It's like, it's weird, man. I know you feel like you know me and stuff, but I'm really not there. I'm just kind of like talking to you, man. I pre-recorded this a while ago or a few days ago, whatever. But anyway, those are some things that you can do. But also, I mean, what about like lunch and learns you could do? You could put out some kind of a free guide. You could send out just a simple email with 3 tips or 5 tips or something like that. You could shoot a quick video with you offering something that is seasonal. There's a lot of things, if you really stop and think about, could be seasonal that you could leverage. And things that really are important to your clients and your prospects this time of year. So that's something you could do. You know, I want to throw something else out there. You know, and that's like, in fact, I'm just going to kind of like close the loop on that one. I mean, so the first thing is really taking advantage of a lot of, like, you know, like the seasonal messaging and things like that. But there's some other things that you can do as part of that whole messaging thing. One of them is that, and I know this is like the oldest trick in the book, but I got to throw it out there anyway. How about like taking advantage of like the 2018 pricing? I mean, if you're like me, your prices go up every year. So again, trying to get it in the bank. One of the things that I do, and I do it early, is that I talk to my clients early and I say, hey, listen, you know, it seems like January and February when you want to do your sales kickoff meetings is like so far away, but you know, it's going to come up on us very, very quickly. We need to get it in the bank now. We need it to get, if you want your pick of the dates, let's get it done now. So that's something right there. Again, I'm using the like the season in a way, if you will, to kind of expedite the deal. The other thing too is, how about like getting projects going before the new year? There's a lot of people who think, well, you know, we'll get going in January on that third week in January. And when you think about it, if, you know, especially as we get into like December, what, I mean, and if they're experiencing that slowdown, what better time to do like the implementation and to do the launch and things like that at a time when things have slowed down a little bit? But even if they don't slow down, the whole point is, why not, like, we should really be talking about this now instead of beginning the process the third week in January. Why? Because it's that much more time that you could be seeing the benefits of this solution. So things like that, you see, like the message is changing a little bit. The other thing that I think is really underrated, because a lot of people think that it's like, you know, like antiquated, or it's something like so 1983 or whatever. But this time of year is actually, if you have a local territory, it's a great time of year to do drop-ins. You're going to find that people are a lot more festive. Going back to that story where your Uncle Paul here got to dress up as Zorro, and we were going around like to the different buildings and stuff. It was very, very interesting because like how like festive people were. So normally you could take that same drop-in and people like get like really like you walked into their house or something, and like, you know, like they came home and it's like, what the hell are you doing here, Castain? Hanging out in your boxer shorts and like, you know, like drinking my beer and stuff, feet up on the table and everything. Like, what the hell? But it went from like that kind of vibe to people just, you know, people are wound too tight in business. And I find that they welcome an opportunity to just lighten the hell up a little bit. So several places that we went to, we made it a point, by the way, when we were doing that whole trick-or-treating thing and drop-offs or whatever it is, we made it a point to not only ask for the contact person that we had there, but to give the person at the front desk something. And it was so cool what happened. So we'd have these people come out, and at first they give you kind of a weird look, like, what the hell is Zorro and a hippie chick doing in the lobby here? And yeah, you give them the little thing, you tell them who you are, or whatever. You'd watch them kind of lightening up, a great study in body language, by the way, and building rapport. And several of these places, it was so cool, they had like their own like Halloween spread out, and they invited us back to hang out and eat candy and stuff. I was like, how cool is this, man? We're getting paid for this. This is awesome. But like, whether you like that or not, or you're a candy person or not, you have to admit, that's a whole different dynamic than getting your ass hung up on. Or, you know, like, and I would not have been able to achieve that type of dynamic any other way. Seriously. This was an opportunity for all of us to have a laugh and stuff, and it was a blast. So I want you to think about that. But there's something else about these dropping in things that a lot of people underestimate. A few years ago, right? I bet it's more than a few years ago now, but this whole buy local thing started. And I believe American Express spearheaded it, right? And it was this whole, it kind of started, I remember, with like Small Business Saturday, and then this whole buy local thing and everything else. So if you serve a local market and you have a local territory, I've found that people neglect the backyard. I've worked for companies that have been in an area for decades, and they have not adequately gone after like the local businesses. So we tend to neglect the backyard. So when you're dropping in, it's another opportunity to show them that you're local. You can change up the messaging right there. It's like, you know what? Actually, you know, people say I was in the neighborhood, thought I would drop in. I'm always in the neighborhood. We're two blocks away. Or, you know, I'm 15 minutes from here or whatever. But one other thing about the drop-ins and changing up your messaging this time of year is that you could actually start with Halloween and do some kind of a Halloween drop-in. Then what you could do is then you could change it to Thanksgiving. When it comes up on Thanksgiving, right, about a month later, you could do it then. And then as we come up on the quote-unquote holidays, right, Christmas and Hanukkah and everything, you can drop by then. That could be three hits there, three more touches, three different ways that you can, like, message a potential client. So the other opportunity that you have is you have, like, this time of year, and especially when we start coming up on the holidays. Remember before I said that people have this tendency to milk a holiday? You know it's true, and if we're being really honest with each other, we do it too as sales reps. We justify it, and we say, you know, what's the use Thanksgiving week? You know, people are giving me the blow-off and saying, call me back after. What's the use after December, you know, the middle of December anyway, because nobody wants any new business stuff going on? And we justify it all these different ways. Or maybe, heck, like you just, like, hear, like, Bing Crosby singing White Christmas, and you get all sentimental, and you're just slowing down and hanging out with the kids and doing everything but work. Right? That's happened too, and you know it has. But I want you to realize that many of your competitors are doing exactly the same thing. So we're going to be coming up on a time of year right here in the fourth quarter that's going to start right around Thanksgiving. It might pick up as early as immediately after Thanksgiving, but by that second week in December, people are going to be just kind of mentally checking out your competitors. So there's going to be less noise. So it's an opportunity for you to stand out. So when everybody else is pulling back, I want you to increase your efforts, right? I mean, at a very minimum, you got to be showing up. But seriously, that to me isn't really where the real opportunity is, man. You need to step it up during those times. The other thing too is I want you to, like, another opportunity that you have is to take advantage of the slower pace. So if people are starting to wind down and go at a slower pace, they're going to be doing more of the activities that, you know what I mean, that they normally wouldn't be doing, right? Like, for example, how about, like, your LinkedIn connections? I find that once I hit December, I have a lot more people who are accepting my request for a conversation, because that's part of my LinkedIn communication plan. I nurture those connections. Those of you who are connected with me, you know I do it. I send resources and I post and I make sure that I'm interacting and doing everything I can. But then what I do at some point is I reach out to them with an email and just say, hey, you know, we've been connected for a while. Why don't we jump on a call and get to know each other? And then when I get on the phone with them, it's not like the kind of vibe where it's like, okay, I fooled you. I really want to sell you stuff. I actually have a conversation with them. And I learn more about them, find out how I can help them. I find out, like, who a good contact would be for them or a good referral would be for them. And I try my best after that phone call to, like, send business their way. But, you know, like, people I find that I'm connected with, once December hits, they have more time. So, yeah, you know, what the heck, man? I'm not going to be, like, having to, like, step out of any meetings to talk with Paul. I mean, I've slowed down. I'll be happy to talk. The other thing that you can do even on, like, LinkedIn is you can change up your messaging. Now you can wish people a happy holiday. You could do things like that, right? Why not have some fun? And for the life of me, I can't remember the exact thing that this was. This is, I don't even know why I'm bringing it up right now. Probably to like let you know I'm a scatterbrain or something. But I don't know about you guys, but one of the things I do with my phone is that when I see something that I want to make sure I capture, right? Like it's an idea or it's sparking an idea or whatever. I'm on the fly like you guys. So what I do is I take a quick screenshot of it. And then later on, I revisit it. But I forgot to revisit this thing. And it got buried in with like a million other screenshots and everything else. But somebody put up a really cool Halloween type of thing. And I remember last year, like taking that screenshot with the idea that, okay, this is going to be a great example that I could give everyone. So what I'm going to try to do is I'm going to try to find what the heck that was so I could share it with you guys. Because me telling you about stuff like I forgot about is not helping you right now. So I got to try to redeem myself and find that. But also, too, you'll find that the conversation in general, people are slowing down and they're more festive. I remember, by the way, there was this company that I worked for years ago, man, and they were just horrible to work for. Seriously, I mean, they were just horrible. And there was absolutely no reason for us to be working on New Year's Eve. And they made the entire office come in on New Year's Eve. And P.S., for me, it was a 52-mile commute. My kids were little, and I had to go into this damn place on Christmas Eve. And I remember one of my sales reps came over to me, and he said, "Listen, Paul, you're going to think that like I'm just," because everybody had to report in, you know, the salespeople too and all this. And it was crazy. And he said something interesting to me, or something interesting happened. He said, "Listen, man, I'm not trying to like pull a fast one on you, but I am legitimately going to go out in the field right now. I have a few places that I've been trying to sell. We have proposals that we dropped off. We've had meetings. They're very, very interested. They're literally on the fence. And, you know, they're all within a half an hour's drive of the office. So it's not like I got to trek across the great state of New Jersey to go and do this." But he had this theory that he said to me, he goes, "I just have to believe that if there's other people working on Christmas Eve, that, you know what I mean? That they might be like, you know, all and, you know, maybe just like, you know, I can get a little bit of like sympathy, you know, for the holidays or whatever. Or, you know, maybe catch somebody who's making the most of the holidays like we are and kidding around and have the Christmas music playing and everything." I said, "Sure, man. No, I believe you. Go ahead, do it." Actually, I didn't believe him. I kind of thought he was full of shit. But, you know, a good leader tells you that they believe in you, even though like I don't think they're gonna pull that off. But anyway, so he went to a few places, and you know, he did this early enough in the day, because a lot of places that if you do have to come in, it was like half days. And he came back, it paid off for him, man. He came back with a few signed contracts, and I was like, man, this is such like a cool concept. I mean, it really paid off. So sometimes those conversations can be had through a drop-in, because the theory is that, well, you're here right now and you could make it go away. Now, I'm not saying like if you're like me and you live out in New York that you go and you drop in on somebody out in Los Angeles or something. That's a little crazy. But I'm saying, man, if it's like, you know, within a like a comfortable distance, why not try that? But especially around the holidays. And what you could do is kind of like as an excuse, you could get like go down to the dollar store, go down to like the Dollar Tree. And like get some candy and stuff and throw that in there and just like make up like a little holiday mug and, you know, put that like Easter like wrap on it, that colored Easter like cellophane, whatever the hell it is, and drop in with it and just say, "Hey, you know, I wanted to thank you for considering us. Hey, it's the holidays. I didn't want to forget about you just because you aren't a customer, man. I wanted to drop some stuff off or bake them some cookies or something and a candy cane along with it." Like if you can bake a candy cane, man, I'm impressed. So, I mean, things like that where we're leveraging the fourth quarter instead of being challenged by it. You know, that's kind of it. That's kind of what I have for you. Now, there's a lot more to this, but what I really hope to do today is not necessarily feed you the exact things to do, But to give you some ideas, like, okay, well, if people are slowing down, what can I do? What are some things that I can do during that time? If this is the holiday season, what are some things that I could do that are useful for people, like a webinar, like some kind of an informative PDF, like some kind of an informative email or whatever? Maybe some things that just really talk about the season, like that software person was doing with, you know, hackers, they don't take a vacation. And or how about, like, you know, three tips to maximize this thing by year end or whatever, or three things you must do by year end. But these were kind of throwaway tips that I gave to you today. I'm going to fess up. These were kind of the throwaway tips. I'm actually going to be offering 50 tips. And of those 50 tips, I have 10 seasonal messaging ideas for you that I have field tested over the last 7 years of my business. So when I tell you it's personal to me, those like 10 tips that I'm going to offer, it's extremely personal, because sales training has this habit of just really dying down as we get closer to the holidays. And I needed to make sure that I was generating opportunities. So I had a chance to really get out there and test these in the trenches. So of those 50 tips that I'm going to be offering, 10 will be centered around the season. But I'm also going to be doing some other things. I'm going to be sharing with you five of my best email templates, 10 of my best cold email subject lines, right? You guys have to like admit that the subject line is like our first line of defense. We want to get the damn thing opened. I'm going to be sharing my best cold calling template. Going to be sharing 7. I'm just going to keep saying to you, I'm going to be sharing. You will also get access to, you like it? I'm changing it up now. Like that messaging we talked about. You're also going to have access to 7 of my best cold call voicemails. Because a lot of you guys, like, you won't leave a voicemail. We're going to talk about that. But I have a lot of great ideas for you. But I'm not going to bore you with them and go through all of them. But I want you to go by yoursalesplaybook.com/prospect. yoursalesplaybook.com/prospect. And it'll take you through all the things you're going to be doing. But you got to move quick, man. We're going to be doing this webinar on October 25th. And by the way, the name of the webinar is, it's called 50 Ways to Prospect Differently in the Fourth Quarter. Didn't we just talk about like some ideas today about how you can like change up your messaging? Well, guess what? That's part of prospecting differently, but I got 50 more ideas. 50 ways to prospect differently in the fourth quarter. If you'd like to learn more, visit yoursalesplaybook.com/prospect. With that, I'm Paul Castain from yoursalesplaybook.com. I am wishing you an incredible week ahead. Go get them.